As the country turns its eyes to life under level one, confusion remains over the rules around contact tracing. Hospitality businesses say the government needs to be clearer about what it expects of them and if it's going to enforce the use of its QR code app. Katie Todd reports.
QR codes, websites, pen and paper systems. There's a bewildering variety of contact tracing efforts in our bars and cafes, and some aren't bothering at all. Dunedin resident Madeline is fed up with the confusion and complacency she's seen, so she's started boycotting businesses who aren't offering a QR code for the government's official COVID tracer app. She says businesses need to have effective systems set up before the border reopens.
And especially in the week that I've heard endless whinging from businesses wanting to go to level one, not doing their bit to allow customers to be able to contact trace as well, I think is significant.
And yesterday, complacent businesses got a firm prompt from the Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. He urged those that weren't routinely contact tracing to get with the program, and he said the Ministry of Health was considering implementing a requirement for businesses to do so.
I would expect all businesses to do it. Again, it's useful for their customers, and so it's not a big ask of businesses. It's going to be very helpful for people who've got the app, and I'm hoping that as many New Zealanders as possible do have it.
But some hospitality businesses say they're getting mixed messages from the government if they should be enforcing contact tracing or if it's ultimately up to the customer. And they're not sure whether to offer an app or a pen and paper. Owner of the apothecary eatery in Howick, Ted Waters, has played it safe and offered both options to his customers from the get-go. Yet he's been the subject of 3 WorkSafe complaints about inadequate contact tracing, and he says that's despite other nearby businesses doing no contact tracing at all. He'd like to see the whole system abandoned at level one.
I mean, the contact tracing is a bit of a joke. If someone puts down Mickey Mouse, how am I to know? You know, we don't take ID. It's all a bit fictitious, if you ask me, but obviously we ask people to either use our QR code or write down their details.
President of Hospitality New Zealand's Wellington branch, Matt McLaughlin, is offering customers a website to log into when they visit either of his central Wellington bars, Danger Danger or Panhead. He says he's happy with how that system works because it saves customers time and skirts around the problems he's heard other bar owners encounter with the government's app. But he'd still like to see an all-of-country approach to contact tracing.
You know, I think that would probably be pretty wise for every business to just have one contact tracing app or piece of technology. I think would by far be the easiest way for us all to move forward.
The Ministry of Health says it's yet to announce how contact tracing requirements will change or operate under Alert Level 1. For Morning Report, Katie Todd.